Like you're
here. Just need to make sure that I can share my screen. So you have disabled screen sharing, but I am now the host. So
yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So
anything else? I think with host, you should have access to whatever.
Yep.
Okay, so I've got it recording to my computer. I'm leaving everything on. Hopefully I'll be back in a half hour before things start.
Okay, good luck.
Fingers crossed. Morning.
Hi. Good
morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, now I have to turn the volume up. I have new earphones and a mic, but I can't hear very well. And I went to my speakers. All right, can you talk again?
Hello, Jackie. Hello, Jackie. Oh,
crap. Not very well. I wonder if I unplug the hearing and just plug the speakers in. Or unplug the speaker.
Just going to get some more coffee. I'll be right back.
Hey,
Jackie, can you hear me?
Not very well. I think I'm going to have to unplug. Can you hear me as I'm talking?
Yes. I'm doing
Now I can hear you really well. Talk a little bit more.
Okay, I'm doing my phone this time.
Can't hear you.
I'm doing my phone this time.
You're what?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, there's Shirley. Okay, I'm checking people off as I hear them.
All right, I'm unplugging. Can you all hear me?
Yes,
loud and clear.
All right, well, these are not going to work with this laptop.
So what shows up, it says Shirley, Robin Britson, Jackie, Mary, Marilyn, Robin Allen.
Oh, Marilyn. Okay, I just need board. At this point, I just need board people. Okay. So I got Jackie and you, Shirley, and myself. Is Janet on yet?
No. Is 607-226 your number, Mary?
Well, I don't know what it's coming through on.
607 is the Binghamton area code.
There's Robin Allen. Okay.
Instead, it's Deb Carlin.
Oh, okay. Hi, Deb.
Hello.
Over these past 6 months, and we'll have more on their hearing for phone conversations, all those popular Zoom business meetings.
We have somebody's news in the background, so.
Hello, okay, I'll shut it off.
Who's that?
Cindy. Yep. Cynthia Valton, BNC.
Yeah, at some point I feel zoomed out, but at the same time I get to see people's direct faces, not just walking through the hallways, right? Hi, Robin. Good morning, beautiful.
Mary?
Yes.
Pam Pringle is going to sit in as Region 6 representative.
Okay. So let me see. So Pam Pringle. Okay.
Yep. She's going to sit in. And then, of course, I'll be ratifying Karen Pantel for Region 3 director.
Right.
Love your scarf.
Okay, all right. Otherwise, I think I got all of the board. Oh, is that Paula?
Yep, hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good.
I'm trying to set up my like little holder thingy here, so. There we go. How's it going?
Pretty good. I'm getting zoomed out. I'm between work and volunteer work. I'm getting zoomed out.
Yeah, I bet.
Meeting after meeting after meeting.
Uh-huh. I think we're all on the same boat there.
I know.
You know what? Jackie?
Yeah.
You are my hero.
Why?
Because I'm going to have to learn a lot from you.
Start writing.
OMG, is there so much work involved?
Yes, there is.
Well, let me tell you, with the help of Mary Stelly, Marguerite Clemento, Neil Steiniger, Robin Bridson, and Patty Pollock for this registration stuff, I'm telling you, if you get a great team like that, that's willing to help. And of course, this is more complicated this time around because we have two state meetings, two agendas, two resolutions, or one for each, and call to meetings. And as I said in my emails to you all, I thought I was paying attention with Robin and Deb Carling, but not till you really put your hands on the wheel do you really know how to drive. You can learn all you want from books, but hi, Paula.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm just finishing up. I'm on Altar Guild. And so for the month of October, one of the other ladies is taking care of it. And it's her first time in a while. So I'm just answering her. What time is it? Oh, I got to get off. I got to get off so I can be with you people. Excuse me.
Well, we have 25 minutes. So get your coffee.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Paula.
How are you?
I am good, thanks.
You know what I didn't do? The collet. The collet is on the webpage.
It might not be.
Can you shoot one to me in an email?
I can.
Hi, Shirley.
Yes. Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
How are you?
How you doing, everybody? Good?
Good.
Good. Little chilly up here in these mountains.
It's not that warm down here either.
Yeah, it's chilly here too.
I'm sorry, Mary. Margarita Clemento here.
That's okay. I saw your face, so I.
Okay, sweetie. Thanks.
Yep, I already did. I'm trying to catch people as I see their face.
I know. I should stick to the rules and stop chatting.
Yeah, it's all right. I, you know.
All right, now. If I have, the cat seems to be behaving herself. So if she
you're gonna beat her up.
She doesn't come in and start knocking the flag over or getting into my pumpkins.
Okay.
I'll leave the door open, but if she's sleeping, I just might close it.
Okay. She's a smart one. She's sleeping.
Oh, there's Elaine.
Elaine.
Yep.
Hello.
There's Elaine.
Morning, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks, dear.
Good. Bright yellow.
Well, I figured I want to shock everybody first thing in the morning. Make you wake up.
Especially now that it's getting to be fall. It's nice to see bright colors.
Well, this is my around the house outfit, these cherry cloth things.
Good. Okay.
I'm not dressed right now.
We all need them.
No formal attire.
Going to be hard to go back to in-place meetings.
I know.
I kind of miss them though. I really do.
That's going to be a shock.
Me too.
I like being with people. I like talking to them.
Right. But on the other hand.
And I still have New York State women pens.
Oh, good. Oh.
Okay. We'll have to order some, Robin.
I think how much are they, Robin?
$10. $10. I better check on that.
Shirley, I just emailed it to you, I think, maybe.
Well, I've come across the screen.
Voila. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. I can also project it when we do it, if you'd like.
Oh, that would be great.
If that would be helpful.
Yes.
How you doing?
All right. Hi, Hero.
Oh, dear. Did you get a colic?
Yes.
Okay.
And Robin's going to project it on the screen also.
Oh, good. That's a good idea. Good idea.
I've had 2 cups of coffee.
I'm on my third. I'm just making my third. But I have a cup of water in my New York State mug. I don't want to drink too much.
I didn't see a potty break in the agenda anywhere.
So. No, I didn't either.
That's called stopping the video. And if I have, and Shirley, pay attention to the chat. Really, because if I privately chat you, take over, because I've got to make a mandatory trip.
Yes, ma'am.
And everybody that's already here will know what's going on now.
Just remember to turn off your microphone as well.
You.
Sorry.
I misspoke. Nice. The pens are $5.
$5.
$5. Oh, I love it. I love
that. The one with the flashlight?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have lots of them?
I have quite a few.
What do we do? Just email you and tell you that we want some?
Sure.
And what else do you have for sale?
I'm brain dead.
Well, pens are good. Pens are good.
USBs?
Yes. Thank you, Shirley. We have USBs. I better go get my stuff.
Versus Canadian bees.
But I just got that.
Sorry. I'll be here all week.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Pam.
How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, Miss Paula, how are you? We missed you last night.
And we missed going.
Oh, my God.
We're here. Want to see something really naughty?
I know.
Crazy.
Ugh.
Oh, well, these things happen.
Yes, they do. Mary, how are you, Miss Mary Scully?
Pretty good. How are you?
Very good. Very
good. That's good to hear.
You look great.
Well, I don't feel great, but that's okay.
Oh, that's, wow, you look great.
Just stupid arthritis, you know?
Yeah, well, and this time of year is not the best for it.
Well, yeah, as you get old, it doesn't help, you know?
That's right.
We have USBs and we have scarves.
Oh.
Hi, Robin, there you are.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Elsie.
Who's Elsie?
Elsie, she was there.
She's there.
Okay.
Hi, Marguerite. How are you? You look good, too. My goodness, everybody looks so good. It's early. Hey, Patty.
Hello. So everyone knows this is being recorded, and because Renee needed to sneak out, it started already. So behave.
What? Hey, you mean my...
I can't pick my nose?
My comments to Shirley about paying attention to the chat room are now recorded? Oh, my good Lord.
Well, there's software that you can bring the video into and then trim from either side, so...
And whoever wants to pick their nose, it's a great blackmail tool, just so you know.
Hi, Mary Ellen. Hi, Neil.
Hi, I'm just turning down my volume. Somebody was just yelling something about picking their nose, and I just my neighbors heard it. not that it was anything wrong with that. It was just
the other Robin.
Are my speakers
morning? Sure, Robin, throw me under the bus.
Hey, Neil, we're only seeing the top of your head.
You might be happy about that. That might be a good thing.
And Elsie, we can hardly see you at all.
I know. I'm eating my breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Everybody has a good reason for what they do.
Well, that's good.
Have you got your pajamas on still?
No, I'm dressed.
So is this sunscreen? Hi,
everybody.
Oh, Mary Ellen's in the car.
Yes, she is.
Where are you going?
We're going to Jersey.
You're not driving, are you?
No.
Okay.
I thought she was going to a winery already.
Jeez, that's where I vote our next meeting is at a winery when we can finally all get together.
Yes.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Motion carried.
At least a bar. At minimum a bar.
Yes. Brewery something.
Well, the Central New York chapter had their meeting, and it was held physically, and it was in a bar upstairs, and it was a big table, and they were very social distanced and everything.
Well, I can say we are very social distanced today.
Patty?
Excuse me. Can I ask who is the 607 phone number?
Deb Carlin.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Deb.
Hello. The 3666 is me.
Who's on here? Oh, it's Patty, Robin, Shirley, Cynthia, Valentin from
Buffalo.
BNC. Joanne, where's Joanne? I see it looks like a pillow or mothballs.
Or an airbag. Did her airbag go off?
I don't know.
She was there.
Paula, Marguerite, Elaine. Hi, Elaine.
How are you?
Good. Christine.
Yeah.
Pam.
Yeah.
Pam.
Yes.
I was going to say, Pam, what's your last name? But I didn't recognize you.
You didn't recognize me?
No, I don't know why.
That's okay. Sue. And also, my mom will not be on.
Oh, mom will not be on?
No, she had a really bad low. So she is, with her diabetes, so.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first.
I'm eating my breakfast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Being a good girl.
Elsie, Mary Ellen, Renee, Marilyn, Menino. Marilyn, Menino.
Hi there.
Is that you?
That's me.
Okay. Mary, okay. How many have we got so far, Mary?
Well, as far as the board, we only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. We still need Janet. We need Karen. We need Ramona, Sue, Linda, Ruthann. Need all those.
Should we start calling them?
Well, it's still no. 10 of.
It's only 10 of.
Yeah, it's early.
I hope you guys can't hear it, so it won't
Robin, you
got nuts.
Cut off. What were you saying?
The phone.
I was saying it's still early, because it's not even 10 o'clock yet, so.
Right.
Who's already chatting? Robin?
Yeah?
Oh, never mind, Robin Allen. You've got your answer. I've been watching and paying attention to the ladies on the TV that are commentators, and to see their facial expressions. Sometimes I think I sit here with just a concentrated look. My daughter says I'm always frowning, and I said, no, I'm a woman on a mission. You know, I'm thinking about what's being said or where I am, what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm thinking, they smile all the time. They must have great muscles.
Oh, look at Helen Rico show off.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
Where are you?
That's Castaway Key in the Bahamas for the Disney cruise.
Oh, well, excuse us.
I think I gotta turn myself around though. I can't get the, oh, there they are. Okay, no, green screen. Okay, now I see people. Couldn't see anybody. Hi there, how you doing, Lane?
Good, how are you guys?
Good.
I like the scenery.
Yeah.
I haven't quite gotten there yet, but I guess I will.
So it's getting cold here. We're going to go, we're leaving Tuesday to go back to Florida.
All right, ladies, everybody. Oh, wait, I'll wait till Robin comes back.
I have a question about Florida because I'm supposed to be going down. Is Como still saying that if you come back from Florida, you have to quarantine yourself?
Yep. Yeah, as of right now, I think he still is.
I flew down to Fort Myers. No one questioned anything. I came back. No one questioned anything. No one checked anything.
Okay. Nothing. I want to go to Christmas for family, and I've been hesitating about whether or not I want to quarantine myself for 2 weeks when I'm back.
Well, it's really kind of like on an honor system, so to speak, you know?
Yes. And you're supposed to report it.
Require it.
It's up to you to report it.
My cousin came in.
Right, you know, because I mean, somebody can turn you in. They know that you went somewhere. I don't think anybody would, but, you know, well, for like my job, I can't. I have to quarantine when I come back because of my job.
Oh.
Other people have had to do it, so that's why I'm not going anywhere.
Ditto.
Ditto. Okay. That helps a lot. I'll make my reservations now.
I just didn't think I'd be able to cover the meeting because I figured we'd be out of the area. But I got through okay, so that's good.
Elaine, what part of Florida are you going to?
The Villages up near Ocala.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It should be okay. It's really the high traffic areas, Miami, Orlando.
Well, I fly
the big areas.
I fly into Orlando. But then I drive another hour and a half to get to my sister's. She lives in the.
Well, Florida's completely open now, according to the governor. He opened everything.
I know, but that doesn't help us with Como. No.
My sister lives in Cape Coral, and she said once the governor opened up the restaurants 100%, she says she and my brother-in-law haven't been to a restaurant now since then. They used to go when it was spaced, but she says now everybody's on top of one another. So she's not going near them.
Nope.
I tell you, I was so happy last Wednesday. I was at the mall with a friend, and we were trying to figure out where to eat, which is not too many places. But that day, they opened the restaurants for 25%. And my favorite restaurant, which I had been told was going to be closed permanently, which is Pan East, was open. You never saw two people run so fast into the restaurant. Are you open? Are you open?
Were they crowded?
No, they set it up for 25%, and they don't let anybody in once those tables are filled.
But were they? I mean, did they get at least 25, you think?
I think might have had a little bit more. It's all predicated on having the
restaurant. So they're doing okay. Yeah, I mean, as well as they can.
But the thing that I was surprised at, or maybe not surprised, they don't put glasses on the table anymore. They're using paper cups. Now, you have regular dishes and silverware and chopsticks if you want them, but no glasses. Just cups. I don't know what.
Hi, Pat Fanning.
Here.
Hi, Kathy.
Good morning. I have to move
this. Linda P., good morning.
Who else has come?
Arlene, good morning.
Sound.
Arlene.
Linda Wozniak, Pat Fanning.
Linda.
Kathy Haddad.
We got 26.
Mary, how are we with...
I just spoke to Janet. She's signing on now, Jackie.
Okay. How many more do we need, Mary?
Well, I can't hear you. We need six more.
Who do I need to start calling?
Well, Janet's coming on.
Where'd Jackie's sound go?
What? Jackie, what?
Okay, there we go. It was me. I turned the volume down to call Janet. I said, I just called Janet. She's getting on now.
Okay.
Should I call Ramona?
Who else? Yeah, maybe somebody call Mona. Ramona, sorry.
All right.
Robin, who did you say is coming on?
Karina. Kalora.
Karina?
Yep.
Karina.
She didn't register.
Oops.
Kathleen Haddad on?
Yes.
Okay, good. She's our timekeeper.
Hi, Sue.
Trying to get my camera to work.
Sue Mager's here.
Yep. Okay.
I'll call Ramona.
Where's Sue? It's Karina. Nothing. Hi, Kathy.
Morning.
Who's that? Kathy Haddad.
Oh, okay. I already checked her off over there. Okay.
You got Karina now and Kalora?
I added her because she wasn't on the list, the right. Registration list. Yeah, I added her.
I heard
you guys see me. I don't know if my camera's working or not.
Who's that?
Kathy Haddad.
No, I can't see your face, Kath.
Okay, I don't know. I can see it on my end.
I can send you a prompt.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, okay, Janet got on.
Janet's on.
Okay, we have 12 board members so far.
We have a quorum.
I'm just calling.
Yeah, I'm trying it on
the cell phone.
Yeah, we're just missing Ramona.
She's coming.
And Ruth Ann. Linda.
And Ruth Ann.
Ruth Ann?
Linda Wozniak is here.
I'm here.
Is Linda? Here. When did you get on, Linda? I didn't see your face.
Yeah, no, you see I'm having your trouble name. With my computer.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. I just saw a dot and a rectangular. Okay.
I'm there.
Okay.
I have a technical question for Robin, Kathy Haddad. My camera on my computer is not working, and I have an external camera, and it's still looking for my computer camera, not the external camera.
Okay, so when you look at the video button in the bottom left, there's a little arrow. Does it allow you to pick your device?
I see start video, and I click it, and it won't let me un...
So next to that, there's a little upside down V, which gives you options.
Ruth Ann?
Okay.
And it should allow you to select a camera.
Robin, did you say Ruth Ann signed in? No?
No.
That I know of.
No. Okay. Pat Ferguson, has anybody heard from her?
No, but I remember her saying that she was going to have something and she might be doing double duty.
Ruth Ann said she's there. I just talked to her.
Well, that's fine. Okay. I'm going to check her off then.
I don't see her name on the list, though.
Me either.
No, I don't see her.
I don't see her name on the list.
Does she see everybody? You see everybody because we don't see you.
Morning, Janet.
Good morning.
Jackie, you look at your chat.
Took me a few minutes to figure out what you were saying. Oh, who it was to. Am I looking at my chat? Yeah.
What do you mean who it was to?
Thank you.
Private. It was to you.
What?
I said it was private. It was to you.
You what?
Oh, right. She's on the phone.
We have.
All right. All right. Well, I told everybody you were there, and they said, well, we don't see you. So, okay, I'll hang up. I won't bother you again. Bye. Did you hear that?
Yep.
I was bothering her. I was interfering with her getting on.
Jackie, were you talking to Ramona?
Ramona's here.
There she is.
She's on the list.
Okay.
Hey, Ramona.
Is Karen Pantel on yet?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
Hi. Oh, I didn't see her come in either.
Hi, Karen.
Okay.
I've been listening.
Okay, good.
We're sorry.
So the only one really is
Ruth Ann. Was she here yet?
No, she was trying to get on. Twice I interrupted her.
Bad girl.
Robin, I'm still struggling. I found under video where it gives the camera, and it gives me the integrated webcam. It doesn't give me the plug-in webcam.
Kathy, I've had my camera, and I had to shut my computer off completely and then bring it back on again, and the camera starts to work.
My camera's dead, and I have an external camera.
Can you see us?
I can see everybody, and I can just see my name with me.
I don't have my video on either, but as long as I can hear everybody, I'm fine.
Right, but I'm supposed to be the timekeeper, and you guys won't be able to see me flash my little red card.
Well, you may have to just yell.
Do you have a horn that you can go bar?
Do I have a what?
A horn.
Horn. I might have a whistle.
There you go. That'll work. I think Ruth Ann is on now.
Is she?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Okay. So, Mary, we have everybody?
Yes, we have 17 board members.
All right. I am going to begin. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for giving up your Saturday morning to join us.
I got to work on this.
As you all know, I'm Jackie Shellman, your president. And you will meet the rest of the executive team as we proceed through the agenda. So board members, you need to announce yourselves or type in the chat that you're present. And I think you've already done that with Mary and check in with Mary Stelly. I think we've taken care of any assistant regional directors or standing committee chairs who will be assuming board member seats. I think we've taken care of that. Is that correct, Mary?
Yes, Karen Patel is Region 3. Yep. Pam Pringle has moved up for Region 6.
Yep. This is just a reminder that all motions need to be in writing and emailed to the Secretary Mary Stelly before we start the meeting. We've got a few minutes before. At this point, we have one motion from Sue Mager, Bylaws Chair. If there are others, you need to email. You need to announce that you have one and email it to Mary Stelly at mstelly, S as spelled mstelley at aol.com. And there are blank motion forms on the website under the fall board meeting section. So welcome.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you for joining our first fall virtual meeting. And we're all used to this virtual meeting, or most of us are. Our timekeeper today is Kathleen Haddad. And I believe that when it's time, your time is up, she will blow the whistle. Is that correct?
Her video doesn't work. I'm going to flash the red.
Oh, are you video now?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, there she is. Okay, great. Flash the red. All right. Our parliamentarian is Margarita Clemento. Our credentials chair is Neil Steiniger. Thank you, everyone. So, Mary, is a quorum present for the board of directors meeting?
Yes, and I just saw while you were talking that Tanya came on. So she wasn't on the registration list. So is she doing Region 8 then? Do you know?
I had been told by, I had left message with Ramona and Tanya that if Tanya wasn't coming, would she get information to Ramona? Ramona didn't know about it. Ramona's here. So if Tanya's here, I would appreciate Tanya assuming the Region 8 board chair. Are you agreed, Tanya?
I don't see Tanya on the list.
She isn't on the list, but I saw Tanya's name flash across and then it's gone.
All right.
So I don't know who's really...
So Ramona is here. Ramona's okay. Just given a chat that she is... Okay. Tanya's not here and she will fill in for Tanya.
Okay, good.
And can I ask who the Pat is without a last name? It's not Pat Fanning.
Pat Ferguson.
Oh, okay, thank you. Hi.
Hi. All right, so apologize for miscommunication to Ramona. We'll talk later.
And so Ruth Ann isn't here yet.
Who?
Ruth Ann.
She's here.
Oh, she's here.
Okay, I don't see her on the list. Is she the phone number?
Yes, I am.
The 716 phone number? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, Mary, do we have a quorum?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Can I just interrupt for a second? I know Kathy is the timekeeper, but you know, it all depends on where she is on our screen for us to find her. And I don't know if it's moving around. Probably the flash plus the whistle would help be helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's the so many of us.
All right.
Some type of, you know, audio signal.
I'll holler because the whistle didn't work.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda, for that. So, Mary, is there a quorum?
Yes, we have 17 board members present.
Thank you. As a quorum is present, I call the 2020 fall board meeting to order. Reminder, only board members of the board have a vote at this board meeting session. The members of the board are the officers, the immediate past state president, the regional directors, and standing committee chairs. Karen Pantel, would you please identify yourself?
I am Karen Pantel.
As president of New York State Women Incorporated, it is my pleasure to ratify Karen Pantel, her appointment to Region 3 director. At this point, you all may show your enthusiasm for our newest member of the board.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you.
Welcome.
Yay.
All right. We will now have a moment of silence for our members who have passed away since our last meeting. Thank you, Robin, for presenting that for us. And I know the Fazilaris aren't here, but thank you to Carolyn for providing that information. I'd like to call on the President-elect, Shirley Felder, to lead us in the Collect and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Nice scenery. there we go. Keep us, O God, from pettiness,
Let us be large in thought, in word, and in deed.
Let us
be done with false finding and leave off self-seeking. May we put away all pretense and meet each other face to face without self-pity, without prejudice.
May we never
be hasty in judgment, and always generous. Take time for all things. Make us to grow calm, serene,
and gentle.
Teach us to put into action our better impulses, straightforward
and unafraid.
Grant that we may realize it is the little things that create differences. That in the big meaning of life, we are at one. And may we strive to touch and to know the great common human heart of us all. And O Lord God, let us forget not to be kind.
Thank you, Shirley. I think for future reference, we should all mute ourselves when we say the college.
Yes.
All right, the flag is behind me. Pledge of Allegiance. Some of you may stand. I know I will. Shirley?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic
for which it stands.
Thank you, Shirley. Thank you. Okay. At this time, I would like to recognize the first timers to a board meeting. Normally we would have you stand, but instead raise your hand and know that we're happy for you to be here to join us. Ella Alsheimer from Rome, Professional Women of Rome. Is Ella here? Okay, maybe she'll be joining us. Amy Morrissey, Professional Women of the Finger Lakes. There she is. Hi. Patricia Walsh, Greater Binghamton Chapter. Maybe they'll be joining us later. Thank you, ladies, for joining us. The chair calls upon registration chair, Patty Pollock, for the registration report. Note that if a member holds more than one official position, they have been counted in the number for the highest position as designated in our manual of instructions.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, as of 10:05 on 10/3/2020, we have 5 state officers, 1 parliamentarian, 1 immediate past state president, 4 region directors, 2 ARDs, 5 standing committee chairs, 1 standing committee vice chair, 2 special subcommittee chairs, and no vice chairs for special committees. We have 10 past state presidents present, 17 members, no guests for a total of 38, and 15 chapters are represented.
Thank you. Thank you, Patty. Parliamentarian Margarita Clemento, do the board members have the standing rules?
Yes, they were emailed to registrations. And also it appeared on the website it's online on the website.
Thank you. Does the assembly wish the parliamentarian to read the rules?
No.
Are there any questions or objections or additions to the standing rules?
No.
Hearing none, the rules of the board meeting are adopted. Thank you, Margarita. So abiding by the wishes of the assembly, the rules will not be read. The chair asks that if you have not read the rules, that you take a few minutes to read them before our next state meeting so that you can refresh your memory. And as a courtesy to the body, kindly turn off or set on vibrate all electronic devices unless you wish to make a $5 donation to Nike. Thank you for your cooperation. Members of the board, you have the board meeting agenda in your materials. And in the fashion of 2020, I have 5 changes. There will be no report from the Athena Military Women's Initiative. Instead, Sue Mager will be reporting on Nike business. Career recognition, new careers program, and political development will all be reported on by Robin Allen, our chair. There will be no reports from Region 2 or 6. Neil Steiniger has informed me there will be no report for the manual of instructions. Those are all the changes.
I move that the agenda be approved with those 5 changes and with the understanding that the president is empowered to make further changes if needed.
I second the motion.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed by nay? Abstentions? The agenda has been adopted. Thank you. The secretary will now give her report and for informational purposes, report on the actions of the executive committee since the last board meeting in March of 2020.
Okay, my report, I attended the EC meetings in June, August, September of 2020, Zoom Treasurer's report meeting, Treasurer's workshop meeting in July. Prepared the minutes for the EC meetings and the conference 2020. I assisted the treasurer, Patty Pollock, with the transition and forwarding of information she needed. And did the September 2020 New York State sales tax report and changed the contact to Patty Pollock. That's my secretary report.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Each board member has received a copy of the March 21st, 2020 board meeting minutes. They were on the website under voting items. Are there any corrections or additions to these board meeting minutes?
Jackie, I didn't do the EC actions, which you have on your agenda. Do you want me to do them before you do that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm just reading my script. See how bad that is?
Sorry. Okay. EC actions. Approved EC minutes for 9:30:19, 6:02:20, 6:30:20, 7:10:20, 8:11:20, and the conference minutes of 2020 June. Approved a $100 donation to Women Take the Stage event on Equality Day, August 26, to promote New York State women and promote Get Out the Vote. And we're using GL70200. Approve email notice to board for vote of a special membership meeting on 10-3-2020 to consider a bylaws change. Approve standing rules for online face-to-face meetings for conference board and special membership meetings as presented by Neil Steiniger Manual of Instructions. Approve appointment of Karen Pantel by President Shellman as RD3 director. And then we reviewed an email sent to President Shellman from Linda Prespasniak of the Communications Committee, her report and my proposal. At that time, it was not approved to go forward with that. And then finally, Patty Pollock is to research community bank fees for our which account is still open due to fees being charged by our present account for the checking, M&T, and then consider closing once that's been researched. And those are the actions.
Wow, we did a lot. Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
So can you explain why we're talking about the March 21st board meeting and why we didn't do it?
Yes, we didn't have a board meeting. We didn't have a pre-conference board meeting or a post-conference board meeting. So we do have to approve those March minutes.
Okay. So they were on the website under voting items.
Right.
Are there any corrections or additions to these board meeting minutes? If there are no additions, and I don't hear any, the minutes are approved as written. Mary?
I move to accept the minutes.
I second the motion.
You've heard the motion to accept the minutes for the March 21st, 2020 board meeting minutes as corrected. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Say no. Nay. Abstain? They're passed. Approved. As corrected. Thank you, Mary.
There was. I didn't hear a correction.
Oh, there weren't any. I misspoke.
Okay. All right, thanks.
The financial reports have been distributed to the board members. Patty Pollock, please present your report on the organization's finances.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, first of all, I'll give the report. So on the profit and loss, it's July through September. We have $2,200 in state dues, which and $591.50 that gets mailed back to the chapters from September. We did have 15 dues come in July, 20 in August, and 32 in September. So great job out there getting the dues in. We had $200 income from Nike supporters, which gave us a total income of $1,808.50. And then on the expenses, we've gotten $1,151 back from the chapters reimbursement from their 2021 liability insurance. That represents 20 chapters, and there were 3 unpaid. And they're not in this report because I just got them this morning, but I got 2 more. So we only have 1 chapter that hasn't paid their 2021 liability insurance. And I have received all checks from last year. So that's all taken care of. And the insurance expense is 3 months of the move from prepaid of the $325.50. And then under supplies, the $73.72 was new checks for the M&T account. The in and out of the $125 was a stipend check that was reimbursed from 2019 that was lost. Treasurer expenses is just the amount $1,505 to mail the treasurer stuff from Deb Francis to myself. And then a roll of stamps was purchased for $55. The $100 under promotion marketing is the Women Take the Stage sponsorship approved by the EC. And then you have the website, RL Computing, and the Nike publication bill. And then you can see on the balance sheet, we have $91,507.91. And the prepaid expenses, it represents 9 months of prepaid liability insurance. So our assets are $92,875.91. And I have worked diligently with Mary Stelly, which she's been an instrumental in this transition. I've put together everything from the 2019-20 calendar year, and I'm going to be doing the audit with Mary Stelly and Ruth Ann Rock, hopefully in the month of October. I have everything together where we're going to be able to do it digitally, since we're so far apart and with the whole social distancing thing. So I feel confident about getting that done and having that ready. And other than that, I appreciate everybody's help in being patient and letting me transition. And I feel confident going forward. Anybody have any questions?
Patty, it's Mary Stelly. I just wanted to remind everybody, the 617, the treasurer's expenses, that 1505, that when Deborah sent the records, she unfortunately sent them to me and not to Patty. So right. Then I had to forward it on to Patty, but I didn't charge because we'd already been charged 1505. Okay?
Thank you.
Patty, question. Sue Mager, bylaws chair. The women take the stage. Did that event take place?
Yes, it was at the Fultonville. Well, Jackie knows more about that, where it was because she attended it with Mary.
Oh, okay.
I have that in my report.
Great.
Can I mention one thing?
Yes.
It was viewed by 26,000 people all the way to South Africa, Australia, and Europe.
Really? Thank you. Thank you, Adrienne. All right. Are there any more questions on the treasurer's report? Hearing no further discussion on the treasurer's report, it will be filed for audit. Thank you, Patty.
Good job.
Good job.
Yep.
All right.
Good job.
Vice President Janet Carey, would you please present your report?
Thank you, President Shulman. Good morning, New York State women. It's great to be here virtually with all of you this morning and to be giving my report. I believe we can all agree that the last few months have been challenging for all of us, but rest assured, your EC under President Shulman has been working hard for New York State women, and I serve at her behest. So in addition to attending our virtual EC meetings, and many women's webinars, I've served on the meetings committee, and all the arrangements, of course, were made for this 2020 fall board installation to be held in Waterloo. Jackie had everything in place. She had asked me to be her on-site coordinator for the anticipated event, and I graciously accepted. Of course, that didn't happen. Here we are. All plans were scrapped and all the work behind, but I do want to acknowledge all the work that had been done. As your VP, I was also invited to join the Strategic Planning Committee, chaired by Patty Pollock. This important committee was charged with planning the future of our organization, really figuring out the why and making it relevant for women today in the hopes of increasing our membership as well. And Patty will report on that. The EC also discussed communications with our local chapters and decided to open conversations directly with our chapter presidents, getting to know them and better understanding their needs, as well as giving them a point person on the EC to direct any questions to. President-elect Shirley Felder and myself divided the region chapters up, and we've begun dialogue with the chapter presidents. Please know that I'm really looking forward to meeting all of you and establishing a meaningful dialogue. I was also appointed as one of the New York State Women members with the GLEF board and serve on committees there. We plan to meet next weekend. I have our membership numbers, Jackie, to share with you and everyone else. We currently have 384 active members and 73 lapsed members. And I think we all know if you're not growing, you're moving backwards. We also know that there's a reason that the car's front windshield is bigger than the rear, so we can stay focused on what direction we're going in and not what's behind us. We look to our place in the future and not our place in the past. I think we need to take the silver linings of these last few months and put them into consideration as we plan for our future as well. I promise to remain committed to our path of clear vision, our president's path, and to promote positive positivity. As we move on virtually today, I think we need a universal acknowledgement of all those folks who have worked tirelessly to promote New York State women And in using American Sign Language, it's very simple. It's just, thank you. Very many thanks to all of you for the opportunity to serve. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you. Thank you. Many thanks.
That was a perfect 3 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
And a lovely scarf. Lovely scarf, Janet.
All right. President-elect Shirley Felder, please present your report.
Well, good morning, ladies. I'm sure they were all zoomed out, but at the same time, we're super duper happy to see each other. We're used to giving hugs, so I'm giving you a virtual hug and saying good morning. My report starts with, I served on the strategic planning committee, and I also was a part in discussing having a liaison set up for the chapter. So I wanted to go a little bit specific. So if you have not heard from Janet or myself yet, know that when I read off these chapters that we belong to you. So we're your go-to people. So I have region 2, 7, 5, and 8 and members at large. Janet has region 3, 5, 6, and 4. So if we have not reached out to you yet or you haven't gotten back to us yet, please do so. So that we have a couple of questions for you, and I'm going to share them since we have some members here who are not presidents, and you may be able to give some feedback to your president and your group. So the questions are, what can the EC do to help you recruit and retain your members? The next question is, are there new or old things you would like to see the organization try or put back on the table to help move your organization forward? The third, how can I serve you best as your liaison to the organization? 4, do you have any ideas or suggestions for recruiting younger members? 5, in what new ways can your local organization best support the women in your community? So I hope that those questions give you something to think about that you'll be able to contribute to your chapter. The next brief thing that I wanted to say is that I don't remember who, but whoever sent it to me, I'm grateful. Someone sent me in an email a draft for a diversity part of this organization that I didn't know existed, but whoever put it together. Who was it?
Linda.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Mm-hmm. Whoever put it together was an amazing human being. So whoever you are, if you're on this call.
No, it was members from our BNC that put it together.
It was great. It's great. So anyway, so the I'm looking into that email that was sent to me because there are some important things that I think that sometimes we forget when we hear the word diversity that I'd love to have clear. And that is diversity attracts more talent to the organization. This improves the quality of strategic thinking and development within. It increases the pool of donors willing to support us, enhances creativity, better and more productive communications, faster problem solving, enhances programs and services within the organization. So if there's any reason that we should be looking for diversity to grow this beautiful organization that I love, that is it. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you, Shirley. So at this time, I would ask President-elect Shirley Felder to assume the chair for the purposes of me giving my president's report.
The chair recognizes State President Jackie Shellman for the purpose of giving her report.
It says in my script, a brief presentation. COVID-19 had a positive impact on the first 3 months of New York State Women, Inc. Though we couldn't meet in person in June, we Zoomed from July through September. We had best practices Zooms, strategic planning Zooms, CDO Zooms, executive team Zooms. Members could attend with no expenses. I actually installed the offices of Central New York via Zoom. Ask Pat Ferguson about this when you see her at future meetings. I was able to attend the monthly meeting of the Professional Women of Sullivan County. During the middle of the week, I didn't have to worry about lodging, directions, or weather. We Zoomed. Remember to invite your state executive team or members of this board to your meetings. We'll come if we can, especially if we're able to Zoom. Women Take the Stage. Get Out the Vote Push provided another virtual opportunity. Mary Ellen Morgan and I attended a concert at the Finger Lakes Drive-In Theater in Auburn. Attending this concert, we had no crowds nor any traffic jams. It was virtual. And as Adrienne Emo from Lake to Lake Women told us earlier, it was around the world. And yes, New York State women contributed $100 and we were acknowledged in the list of donors. New York State Women provides opportunities and puts you in places with people you could never imagine. And I bet we all have that same story. So at the drive-in, I parked next to a little white convertible with the top down because I thought it might be fun. Ann Martin from Pittsford and I introduced ourselves. She's a member of the 261 Club of Greater New York, Rochester. The 261 is the number of the first woman runner in the Boston Marathon in 1967, Catherine Switzer. They tried to take her out. 261 is a non-competitive group whose purpose is to connect all women 18 and above socially through movement, regardless of ability. They run, they walk, they jog, they connect socially. These social connections help to empower each other as women. Anne was as interested in our organization as I was hers. We traded business cards. And since I've received emails. I believe they're looking to expand and there are opportunities for coaching. What a way to get out into the community to generate interest in the younger generations, sponsoring a running.
3 minutes, Madam President.
Boy, I really need to improve my elevator speech. More info coming in the October communicator. Sorry, Kathleen, I'm not done yet. As president, I receive all kinds of emails. Where can I apply for scholarships? Do you have a women's shelter in Steuben County? Would you like to attend Western New York's Women's Foundation programs? In August, I attended a webinar regarding electing women, lessons in running for office lessons for running for office. It was presented by Katie Bird from Women Elect. She discussed the process of running and importance of women's voices in politics. To view the presentation, the website and link will be in the next communicator. I've been calling the presidents of our local chapters. I haven't reached them all. I'm just calling to chat, just to get to know you. Many of you I don't even know, have never met. And I was actually told several times, wow, someone from the state office is calling me. I've never had that before.
First of all, she calls yesterday.
My next goal is to call all the active.
Well, I have to meet an advocate. Why are you calling me?
What's your next goal?
My house.
Are you going to call all of your last members?
Relax.
This is the end of my report.
And sure. I only
told you about. So that's it. I'm done. I'm sorry I went over.
Everybody has so far.
Thank you, Madam President. The chair requests the president to resume the chair at this time.
Thank you, Shirley.
Please remember, if you're not speaking, to mute yourself.
Away from the
camera. I think it's Christine.
Yeah, it is.
And she's in another room.
I don't know if Robin, can you mute from where you
are?
Yeah,
Robin can mute her.
I don't know. Renee, you're back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the phone, but Robin can mute her. I haven't got my
I don't know which
back.
Phone number is hers.
You sound her name, Christine.
Out with your friends.
She's got a blank black chair.
Home relaxing. Having pizza. Yeah. And I got stuck doing everything.
Good sakes.
Did you find it?
No.
Hey, Christine, can you hear us?
No, I got it.
Robin.
I got it.
I got it. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Modern technology. Okay. We will now continue with reports of the Board of Directors. Oral reports are limited to 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Kathleen, 3 minutes. And speak up. Any motions will come under new business. And we will begin with Robin Bridson, immediate past state president.
Thank you, President Jackie. I'm going to share my screen. As you know, last year was a difficult year for us, and we didn't get to do a lot of the things that we had planned. One of the things that I did want to do was my President's Award. So in the communicator and on Facebook, and also at the conference, I let everyone know about this award. I'm going to share my screen. So my President's Award was to ask the chapters, how did you survive? What did you do to stay connected? How did you reach out to your members? How did you reach out to your community? So I wanted to thank the chapters that sent in their submissions. And if I could have a drum roll, please. Congratulations to the Staten Island chapter.
Whoa. Way to go.
They sent in this amazing submission, which I'm going to put in brief bits in the communicator, upcoming communicators, and also in the Nike, because it was just amazing. And I know I only have 3 minutes, so I'm just going to just do some snippets of it. It starts off by saying, we are proud that the Staten Island chapter has always come through no matter what situation arises. They go on to tell all the wonderful things that they did. They connected with their members, calling them to check on their safety. They had some Zoom meetings that needed to replace their regular dinner meetings. They had the slate of officers at their May meeting. They heard from different speakers. They had their scholarships were presented. They also had online yoga, which I think I would have loved to do, as long as you couldn't see me doing it. They also went out into their community. They heard that the local food pantries weren't able to keep up with demand, so the EC, their EC, informed the members that the chapter would match donations from the members up to a total of $1,000. And they were able to donate $2,500 to three local food pantries. Another area that they worked with is they made masks for the Richmond University Medical Center. They also did a fundraiser, virtual fundraiser for their theater. So lots more in this. I just want to congratulate all of the chapters, all of the regions. You are amazing and you pulled through this. And Staten Island chapter, way to go.
Thank you.
That concludes my report.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. Thank you. Thank you, Staten Island. Yish. We will now move on to standing committees. I will ask you to give your reports. Now, there is not an advocacy. If you look at your agenda, advocacy is not listed because we don't have a chair. We do not have a chair for this committee. And so if you're interested, the advocacy chair is responsible for coordinating and supporting the efforts of legislation, advocacy, resolutions, and status of women. It's an important chair. So I'm pleading with anyone who's out there, take a look at the MOI, read what it's about, get back to me if you're interested or if anyone in your locals is interested. That's my public service announcement. Bylaws, Sue Mager.
Unmuted now. Okay. There will be a bylaw presented during new business, and that's what I'm going to address right now. I will tell you what it is and the rationale for it, and then I'm going to hand it over to Patty Pollock, because this bylaw change came from the Strategic Planning Committee, and I think Patty can address that probably better than I can. The motion would be that I move forward a bylaws amendment to New York State Women 8 members for a vote, at a special meeting on 10-3-2020, which would take effect immediately if passed by the membership. It is to change Article 2 mission to Article 2 mission slash vision. The mission of New York State NYSW Inc. shall be to connect women personally, professionally, and politically. The vision shall be to empower women to use their voices to create positive change. And this is the rationale that that came to me from the committee and also the executive committee. The rationale was that the strategic planning committee met with members several times in the last few months over Zoom meetings to review and update the mission and vision. The current bylaws Article 2 mission states, the mission of NYSW Inc. shall be to build powerful women personally, professionally, and politically. The revision changes the word build to connect and adds a vision statement to Article 2. The committee believes this revision more clearly identifies our purpose. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Sue. I think what we'll do is, did you want to have, Patty will be addressing that in the later in the special subcommittees.
And okay, the special. That's fine.
Okay. Communications, Linda. Chris Bisniak. I know I pronounced
it. Okay, I'm unmuted. All right, the Communication Committee, we've been working very hard. You get the communicator every single month. You get the communicator when there's emergency information that needs to go out. So we are working diligently to support and encourage the state organization and its chapters through social media, through electronic media, the communicator, and print media, the Nike. So I talked about the communicator. We need to know if members are not getting the communicator, make sure, please, that your information on the database is up to date. I can also check on our MailChimp to see if your name is there. So please, if there are any issues regarding the communicator, to let me know. Social media events are being put out there. Thanks, Renee, Robin, and anyone else who is posting social media events and issues. I know the chapters are doing a good job. More chapters should be using this format. So we encourage everybody. The Nike team has been working very hard to provide a first-class publication. So it's thanks to Joyce, Catherine, and Sue. We need to support and promote Nike. So Sue will be talking about the Nike All-Stars. I would ask that we can give her a couple minutes after I'm finished so that she can talk about her report. So since conference, the Nike team met with me as far as communications committee, we did talk about recruitment. We did talk about marketing. We pulled out the old the marketing plan, that which is on the website, and we put our thinking caps on. And as a result of this conversation that we had, I had submitted a memo to Jackie Shellman to present to the executive committee. It was a communications committee agenda for September through December of 2020. And in that proposal was a request to reallocate $800 so that we could have started a Region 3 marketing pilot program. And I'm emphasizing pilot. What it would have done was we would have selected 200 to 500 prospects through a list that Joyce DeLong would have contributed. And we would have sent out additional Nikes, which was the pandemic Nike, which had great information in it, to these particular prospects. And then we would have boosted the Facebook presence, and then we would have also followed up with postcards. From what I understand, that the proposal was not approved by the executive committee, and I have asked
3 minutes, Linda,
information to be submitted as to why, so that we can work on this further. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Finance, Ruth Ann.
Hi.
Hi.
Hats off to Patty for all her hard work. For getting me the treasurer's reports and the profit loss statements. I'm reviewing them each month in my file. I hope to see us grow. That's our big downfall, but we'll get there. And that's all I have for now. I'm sorry.
Thank you. You're there. You're there when we need you. Membership, Renee. Renee?
She did have an emergency with a client.
Oh, maybe she... Oh, I thought she came back. Okay. Robin Allen, PP.
Sorry, I'm here.
Oh, Renee? Okay.
Yeah, I was just having phone trouble. I guess I'm on membership?
Yes.
Okay, so we have 383 current members, 74 lapsed members. We have two chapters that have been struggling and are now down to one member each. That's Southern Finger Lakes Women and Town and Country. Both of those have been under five for a while now, but they are down to one member each. We've definitely seen the trend for membership is still going downwards. So it's definitely a concern. Usually at this point, we're at decent numbers because we've passed the May Day payday month. So I think the COVID and the lack of meetings is definitely going to hurt our membership renewals, you know, for the next 6 months or so until we can get back open and do things again. And I have sent out Excel spreadsheets to the chapters quarterly regarding their current members and lapsed members. That's it.
Thank you, Renee. Robin Allen, PPD. $5.
Robin Allen, PPD, member of Susquehanna Chapter and Secretary of Region 6. I have definitely noticed a level of disconnect with our members. Prior to going to Zoom, I had several members ready to participate in the PPD program. Now, they don't really want to be in front of Zoom. They don't want to get out of their sweatpants. They really don't want to practice speaking. A lot of disconnect. It's a challenge. I still have two left to approach. And participation in the PPD is a unique and proven development program to build your community and leadership skills. It's a positive and supportive act of community learning. We learn to live with a level of discomfort that makes us grow. That's the Zoom meetings, we're growing. And that alone will change your life. So personal, professional, and development, whatever you need from me as chapter presidents and region people, I am a distinguished Toastmaster. That means that I have achieved the highest level in Toastmasters. I'm uniquely qualified to help people change their life and find their voice, whether it be political or whether just for their own personal development, just to find themselves. I'm in a unique position to help. I'm glad to help. I will go. I have gone and knocked on people's doors, but there is definitely a disconnect. I don't have an answer to that, but I have not stopped knocking on doors and following up on people who have expressed an interest. So right now I do not have a candidate for are for March or for June, but I'm not stopping yet. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Robin. All right, we'll move on to our other board and special and subcommittee reports. I'll begin with the regions. Region 3, do you have a report? Karen's new, she may not have a report. Karen, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, do you have anything you want to report on for Region 3?
Well, actually, the only thing I really started to deal with was the fact that Town and Country has one member. So I intend to pursue that a little bit more now that I see that I had written to them at least a month ago to kind of get themselves back in order. And now that I hear that they're still at one, I'll try to pursue that a little bit more. But I think what we're going to plan to do with the help of our professional women of Sullivan County, since we do have a Zoom account, and Karina is our president, who is the host for our Zoom account, we'll try to hold some regional meetings with the chapters through Zoom. Also, I will be glad to be working with Shirley, who can guide me through some of the steps here. And that's really all I have to report.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Region 5.
Thank you. I'm delighted to tell you that we have every one of our chapters represented today at this board meeting. So I'm excited. And I have to say, Robin Brinson has been wonderful to us, telling us to put everything on the calendar. Actually, she's been putting it so that we can actually collectively do Zoom meetings or in face-to-face meetings, but we are putting in the calendar. So let me tell you what they've been doing. Mohawk Valley's been doing monthly Zooms. October, they hosted a panel, or they plan to host a panel of local businesswomen, along with the Mohawk Valley Small Business Center to facilitate the meeting. Central New York actually had a face-to-face meeting in September, and they Zoomed in May and June, and they had a Women's Fund of Central New York, which is a not-for-profit organization. And then in October, they're going to have the Central New York Community Foundation. November is pampering, and December's our holiday party. So they're doing great, Central New York. In St. Lawrence, they did a lunch or a dinner meeting every other month. They selected their 2020 Woman of the Year, Angela Gray, who's a CPA. They plan to celebrate November 12th, and they're going to Zoom in January because of the weather. And in Rome, I'm so proud of Beth Ann, because we kicked it off this month with Holly Silverman, and she did something on bail reform, and she will be doing something for the CDO in December on guns and women and children. So she's going to do something great. In October, they're doing Investing for Women. So I am so, so proud of Region 5 for getting together and looking at this pandemic and saying, how are we going to meet? So I just can't tell you how grateful I am. And Pat Fanning is doing a wonderful job as my ARD. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you. Region 7, Mary Ellen. Now, Mary Ellen's riding in a car to a wedding. Is she still with us? Mary Ellen? Maybe she'll drop back in. We'll move to Region 8. Ramona?
Okay, I'm unmuted. Thank you very much. It's nice to see everybody. I had planned to be on this meeting anyway, but I did not know till last night that Tanya Burns could not make it. She's had a tough time with some health problems.
All right, Region.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ramona Gallagher, Region 8.
What's that?
What's going on? Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, should I continue? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, yes, continue.
Okay. Email.
Here's Mary Ellen.
She's trying to talk.
She's muted, so.
Mary Ellen?
It was coming in and out.
Mary Ellen, if you can hear us, you're coming in and out.
She's muted according to the,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. Ramona, why don't you finish?
Okay, I'll make it brief.
Unfortunately,
we haven't been able to get everything together. Tanya and I had met maybe a couple of months ago and we were all set to go. Then she's had health problems with her dad and her oldest daughter. Be it as it may, she hadn't been getting any information. She wasn't even aware of this meeting, so we'll work on that. But we do hope to get in touch with our chapters. There are four, two who've been very active, Chadwick Bay and Buffalo Niagara. We are concerned about two others, of course, very much, 716 and Lakeshore. So we'll try to get on that soon. Hopefully a more encouraging report shortly. Thank you.
Thank you, Ramona. Mary Ellen, I can see you, but you're muted.
Okay, off mute.
There she is.
Mary Ellen, Region 7. We had an email spring meeting that was very successful. We've been doing our installations through the virtual, and that went very well, especially with Lake to Lake. Yates County, Steuben, and Lake to Lake are doing an outstanding job and continuing very sharply. We are working with Southern Finger Lakes Women to regroup with women, and I did within the next 30 days. And that's it.
What did you say about the next 30 days?
We're planning on having Southern Finger Lakes Women merge with Yates County Women.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mary
Ellen.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, Regions. Sue Mager, Nike Business.
I don't have to hold up my unmute sign, which I hope everybody enjoys.
I can't see it. What did it say?
You can't see it. It says unmute yourself. But you can't see it from where you are, right?
Now I can.
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask Joyce DeLong to make me a couple. Nice big print. Unmute. Okay, Nike. As Patty reported, we've only collected $200. COVID is going to really have an impact on the Nike income this year. We didn't have any person-to-person contributions in June, none person-to-person today. I will be putting something in the November communicator, which will contain requests for chapters and individual members to become all-star donors. And I would ask the liaisons and the regional directors, contact each chapter and you know, just remind them what a quality product they're getting in the Nike. And I have another thought on the Nike too, and I'll be talking with Ruth Ann Rock about this. I'm under the feeling that Nike shouldn't have to raise money to produce the magazine. There has to be a way. With COVID, we're not going to get these donations that much anymore until we return to face-to-face. So I will be talking with Ruth Ann about next year's budget, probably lowering the Nike fundraising expectation because it's just not there. And look for more information in the November communicator.
Okay. Thank you. Pat Ferguson, Women's Day at the Fair. Pat?
I had to find my unmute. Okay. I have heard nothing back from those folks. We're hoping the fair goes in 2021. Keep your fingers crossed, your toes crossed, and all your prayers going. They have yet to appoint a woman who would be replacing Vice Chair Cheryl Lavin, who was the director of the Women's Building and where Women's Day took place. I have a feeling they're not functioning fully yet as doing other things. There, the whole and fair people at the fairgrounds where we would normally be with for Women's Day are doing blood drives and things like that that are more COVID related than towards fair-based events. They're doing drive-through food events and things like that rather than Women's Day. Keep it, just please think about the possibility, okay? I know this year would have been a perfect year because August 26th was Equity Day and that would have been Women's Day at the fair. And if all goes well, next we'll keep your fingers crossed, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Question for Patty?
Yep.
Sue Mager, bylaws chair. Patty, did we invest any money on the state level for August 2020?
No.
Okay.
We converted what was in the budget to supporting the Auburn event and some of the money, not all of it, that was budgeted went there. And myself and Elaine Skibitzky attended the Auburn and were there. It was interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Status of Women, Elaine Croteau.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to be here. I do have a report, believe it or not, on status of women. The project we undertook, or are undertaking, I should say, is the Equal Rights Amendment. Working with me are Helen Rico and Pat Fanning. So we do have a lot of work ahead of us. It was decided to invite all members of New York State, Inc. to participate in obtaining the necessary votes in the United States Senate to approve removing the time limit on the amendment and then approve the amendment. The House of Representatives has already approved the elimination of the time limit and approved the amendment. On September 15th, the Staten Island chapter invited two members of Vote Equality to explain the issues associated with the passage of this amendment. The chapter was honored to have Jackie Shellman and Helen Rico participate in this meeting. The implementation follows. Provide all members with a sheet of information on the pros and cons of the amendment. This information will be distributed to all chapter presidents for distribution to their members. Ask members to write to their United States Senate representative. Send copies of the letters to the state speaker, Senate speaker. Provide all members with contact information for Speaker McConnell and Senators Gillibrand and Schumer. Provide local newspapers with copy of letter for publication. Provide information to the communicator and Nike. Next steps will be create the Equal Rights Amendment information for the chapters. Create contact information for senators. That's the end of my report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll be hearing more from you, I expect. Thank you. Patty Pollock, strategic plan. Patty.
I had to unmute myself.
Okay. Nice being president. I don't have to unmute.
Okay, so we did a lot of work. Obviously over the last little over a year. And it's all been in the Nike. It's been in the communicator. We held membership meetings where anybody could attend strategic planning over the summer. And we are hopefully going to be going through the bylaw change today. And our rationale for changing the mission to connecting women personally, professionally, and politically was with the changes in the world, we need to focus on connecting women across the state through the added and available avenues of technology, affording us this opportunity to connect and give all a voice. And the reasoning behind our vision change to empowering women to use their voices to create positive change, because it includes all women, not just working, retired, those in between employment. It includes everybody, and especially in this year that we're going through, you know, it's more prevalent to involve all women. And I think that's the only reason why we changed the, and using our voice. I mean, I got to where I'm at within this organization by learning from Robin Allen how to use my voice. So, you know, the whole PPD thing is like an amazing program. And that's really why I got involved in this whole strategic planning committee. And we are now, we've refocused and we are working on writing the different sections of the strategic plan, bringing it current. And we are expecting, we are holding monthly Zoom meetings, and we're gonna discuss and write each section at these meetings. September we met and went over membership, and that is going to be in the communicator, what we came up with. And we will do this every month after our meetings. We will present in the communicator for everybody to see our line of thinking. And then anybody is willing to and able to contact myself and or any other member of the committee with suggestions or changes or thoughts and ideas, so we can incorporate that. And we're hoping to have the plan complete by February and be able to use our February meeting to put it all together and be ready to present it at
3 minutes, Patty.
Springboard 2021. And that's it.
Thank you. Thank you. We have some other reports. CDO, Helen, do you have anything you want to report on?
I'm going to turn it over to Linda Prospasnik. She's the president.
I'm sorry, Linda.
That's okay. That's okay. All right, career development opportunities. Since conference, we've been meeting virtually several times. We're looking at innovative ways to partner with New York State women in creating meaningful programming to support the mission and vision of both organizations. We've started a series of co-sponsored virtual seminars. We had one in September, and we will have a few more over the next several months, as Helen briefly had talked about in her report. So we had Nancy Rizzo, our life coach, to give us some tips on handling stress during the pandemic. As I said, you'll be hearing more in the communicator about those. We also have, the CDO has a scholarship grant program that has been updated and is ready to accept applications between October 15th and December 15th. So that information will be in the communicator. There will be another opportunity available between March 15th and May 15th. So there's two opportunities each year. The monetary awards range between $100 and $1,000. So the guidelines and the application forms will be available shortly. As I said, they will be in the communicator, and please note that special consideration is given to New York State women members. There are some qualifications for these scholarships and grants. So we are increasing our social media presence, and we now have a Facebook page. We are preparing an RFP in the process to create an independent website. Currently, CDO has a page on the New York State website under programs, so you can find that information there. Fundraising is always a goal for us. Our 501(c) status provides for tax-deductible contributions and donations, and we are also open as a bargain membership of $15 per year to anyone who would like to be part of this organization and contribute to the success. So we are asking to please support the CDO with your time, your talents, and your money. so we can further our work to assist women to achieve their full potential. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Elsie Diedrich, Grace LaChandra Endowment Fund.
Hi there.
Hi.
Good morning to everybody. Thank you for this opportunity to speak about the Grace LaChandra Endowment Fund. We've been very busy, even during all this COVID time of meeting. We do teleconference rather than Zoom, and we've met as board meeting, we've met as committees, and the executive committee has met numerous times. We are also working on strategic planning and making our board more efficient for the 21st century. We're going to be meeting next week as a board, and we have some changes that are going to be made. Next is we have worked very hard and have revamped the application, and that's going to be put on the website, I would think, in a few days so that you can get to see it. We want you, as a New York State woman, to spread the word that this application is available. We're going to be giving out $6,000 this year to women all across New York State. So you have to apply, and the website is the best one to get that on. Also, we had a change in our fundraising a little bit. When you send in your money, hint, 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 you're going to be sending it to Marie Barnes instead of Neil. And Marie Barnes's address is on the website too. And you can always call me if you want that address. We will be using the communicator to communicate some other ideas that we have. But thank you for this opportunity. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Elsie. All right. We have some unfinished business from our June conference. Nominating committee. Nominating committee consists we need three elected and two alternates. Per Article 10 of our bylaws, two members of the nominating committee were appointed in June, Karina Kalura and Robin Allen. Since we anticipated a face-to-face meeting this fall, we decided in June to hold off electing the three and the first and second alternate to serve on the committee. We elected to wait until this fall. At this juncture, however, we do need to fill this committee so nominations can proceed for the 21-22 year. It is desirable that members of the committee come from different regions throughout the state. So at this point, nominations from the floor are now open for three elected positions remaining on the nominating committee. Please be advised that no seconds are required for these nominations. However, please ensure that the individual you nominate is willing to serve if elected. Unmute yourselves one at a time, announce your name, and nominate somebody. I need three people.
This is Linda Prospasniak.
Yes, Linda.
I would like to nominate Sue Mager to serve in the nominating committee.
Sue, are you willing to serve?
I am willing.
Sue Mager from Region 8. Two more. Come on, ladies, it's not hard work. Really? Nobody? You can't think of anybody?
I'm Pat Ferguson and think maybe Pat Fanning is able. Ask her.
Pat? Fanny?
No, thank you. I'm not willing to serve. Thank you.
Really? We can't find three people to serve on the nominating committee.
So if I'm correct, the nominating
Jackie.
Committee... Oh, go ahead.
Jackie, Mary Ellen, I'm willing to serve for Region 7.
In that case, Mary Ellen, I will nominate, if this is appropriate, I will nominate Mary Ellen Morgan.
I don't believe you can do it.
No, I can't.
No.
Okay. But
I'm Pat Ferguson. I nominate Mary Ellen Morgan.
Thank you.
So for those who might be questioning what they're doing, you're just looking for candidates who might be running for office or people sitting on the sidelines have something to contribute, and you're kind of just giving them the little push to serve office, yes?
About Pat Ferguson, are you willing to serve from Region 5?
I still have stuff for CDO I haven't gotten done that I really need to get done before Deb Francis and I really need to meet, and I'm behind. So one thing at a time, okay? Please, thank you.
One more.
Deborah Carlin might be willing to serve.
I nominate Deborah Carlin.
I accept.
Yay. Yay. Thank you. Region 6. All right. Sue Mager from Region 8, Mary Ellen Morgan, Region 7, Deb Carlin, Region 6 have been nominated. Are there any further nominations? Hearing none, the nominations are closed. All in favor of Sue Mager, Mary Ellen Morgan, and Deborah Carlin serve as the members of the nominating committee for 21-22. Please say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Abstentions? Thank you. These members have been elected to the nominating committee. Thank you, ladies. Nominations are now open to elect two alternates to the nominating committee.
I would, Linda Prespasniak?
Yes.
I would like to nominate Margarita Clemento as an alternate.
Margarita, would you serve?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you. Region 2. One more alternate, please. This isn't a dentist office. I'm not pulling your teeth, but I feel like it. Yes, Linda, or no. One more alternate.
Who's on here from Region 4?
There is no Region 4.
There's no Region 4.
There's no Region 4.
5?
Yeah, this is Mary Stelly. I'm going to nominate Helen Rico.
Me too.
Helen, will you agree to serve as an alternate? Where is she? Helen?
She may be off the line.
Yeah, she's not sitting in her chair. Oh, there she is. She just came back.
Does she know what happened?
No, she wasn't there.
Helen.
Tell me what happened.
You've been nominated as an alternate for the nominating committee.
I can do alternate.
Okay, good.
Hallelujah.
Are there further nominations from the floor for alternate?
No.
Hearing none, nominations for alternates are closed. Thank you. All in favor of Margarita Clemento and Helen Rico serving as alternates to the nominating committee, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. Are there any abstentions? Thank you.
Better not walk away again. Thank you. You don't know what's going to happen.
Thank you, Margarita and Helen, for They've been, thank you. Thank you for agreeing to be an alternate. All right. Now, the nominating committee is charged to meet immediately after the business session to elect a chair and a vice chair. The chair should report her name and the name of the vice chair to Mary Stelly, the recording secretary, and to me by the end of tomorrow, Sunday, October 4th. The names will be appended to the official minutes of the board meeting. So you all need to get together by phone or Zoom or something and figure out who your chair and your vice chair is and get that information to Mary Stelly and myself. Thank you. Are there any other items of unfinished business to come before the board? It seems as though there's no items of unfinished business to come before the board at this time. We will now move on to new business. Now, this is where it's going to get tricky, and I am venturing outside my comfort zone. If there are any motions from the standing committee chairs, I will read the motion and open discussion of the motion. If at the point you wish to speak to a motion, please click the raised hand. Is there a raised hand? Please click the raise hand button on your website. I will acknowledge you. If you're phoning in, please get my attention. Renee and Robin are here to help me identify who wants to speak. You need to speak clearly. You need to state your name and position on the board of directors and indicate if you're speaking in favor of or in opposition of the motion. Only board members are allowed to speak. Speakers will alternate in pro and con positions, and the time allotted is 2 minutes. So unmute yourselves, all board members, so that we can proceed. It is 11:26.
Jackie?
Yes.
The raise hand button is found under the participants section. So if you click on that, that's where the raised hand button is.
Oh, beautiful.
It's under reactions.
Under what?
Reactions.
I don't have it under reactions. I have mine under participants.
Okay. Well, there's a thumbs up and a clap.
It's a thumb. Yeah, that's not the raised hand.
Where's the raised hand? Oh, I see.
Under participants.
Participants, and then there's a little button that says raise hand.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody with me?
Oh, I see it, yes.
Okay, everybody with me? All board members with me?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, let's move. So, I will read the motion that is before the board of directors.
You're just for no new items.
You had no new items?
No.
Good. That's wonderful. We'll proceed. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Move to forward a bylaws amendment to New York State Women Incorporated members for vote at a... This is the board of directors. Move to forward a bylaws amendment to New York State Women members for vote at a special meeting October 3rd, 2020, which would take effect immediately if passed by membership. The motion is to change Article 2, mission, to Article 2, mission vision. The mission of New York State Women, Inc. shall be to connect women personally, professionally, and politically. The vision shall be to empower women to use their voices to create positive change. The rationale: a strategic planning committee was created by Deborah Carlin, past state president, 2019, chaired by Patty Pollack. The committee met with membership on several Zoom meetings to review and update our mission and vision. The current bylaws, Article 2, mission states, the mission of New York State Women Incorporated shall be to build power for women personally, professionally, and politically. The revision changes the word build to connect and adds a vision statement to Article 2. The committee believes this revision more clearly identifies our purpose. This bylaws was on the website under items to vote. Items for vote. So So we will now proceed with discussion. Reminder, allotted time per position is 2 minutes. Please note there's a 10-minute time limit for the entire discussion. The timekeeper will monitor the clock, identify your name, position on the board, and whether you're speaking in the pro or the con. Does the maker of the motion wish to speak to it?
I do not at this time.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the vote. All those in favor, all those board members in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Are there any abstentions? Say abstain. Thank you, ladies. The motion has been passed. Thank you very much. This concludes new business. I want to remind you all that we have a special meeting of membership at 11:45. I am allowing a necessary environmental biological break. I want to remind you all that we will, the only item at the special meeting is the motion. I also want to remind you that, mark your calendars, March 20th, 2021 is the spring virtual board meeting. June 11th through 13th, 2021 will be our annual conference in Waterloo, New York. Is there any further business to come before this meeting? There being no further business to come before the meeting of the Board of Directors, the meeting is adjourned. Remember to join us at 11:45.